Oceanography and seafloor mapping have been headline news recently in the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. State-of-the-art sonar and robotics have been deployed to search the ocean floor, an area that's been dark, deep, and remote for all of time. More than 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by the ocean, and until recently, most of the seafloor lay far beyond our technological capabilities. Out of necessity, sailors and fishermen were the earliest oceanographers, navigators, and cartographers. They needed to know the locations of reefs and shoals to ensure the safe passage of ships and cargo. The first true charts of the seafloor were rendered in the 16th century using sounding lines. This tedious method involved lowering a weighted hemp rope into the water. When the tension on the line slackened, sailors would call out the depth marked on the line, hence the term soundings. It was primitive and the margin of error was huge. Sometimes an entire day was needed for just a few depth measurements. Early explorers assumed the seafloor was uniformly flat. However, as soundings became more accurate, charts showed something striking. The seafloor was far from featureless and included canyons, ridges, and even cliffs. Thus was born the science of bathymetry, the study of the shapes and depths of the underwater terrain. As topography is to overland terrain, bathymetry is to the land under the sea. The 19th century expedition by the British Navy's HMS Challenger is considered the first true oceanographic voyage. Its express purpose was to collect information about the ocean's biology, chemistry, and geology, and especially the seafloor. Using an elaborate version of that sounding line, the Challenger discovered the ocean's deepest point near Guam in 1875. Now known as Challenger Deep, modern sonar soundings tell us its depth is 36,200 feet. That's a lot of hemp rope. The ocean averages 14,000 feet deep, but only after World War II, as seafloor mapping improved with sonar, were scientists able to visualize the totally unexpected geology beneath the waves. One such feature is a massive underwater mountain chain called the Global Mid-Ocean Ridge. According to NOAA, the Mid-Ocean Ridge encircles the Earth like the seam on a baseball, and it's the planet's most prominent topographical feature. The island nation of Iceland is in fact part of it, one of the few places where the underwater mountain range rises above sea level. Actively volcanic, the entire Global Mid-Ocean Ridge system is a volcanologist's dream dissertation. The ridge was formed by plate tectonics, the movement of mammoth masses of the Earth's crust. Here in the Mid-Atlantic region, our oceanographic address is the eastern edge of the North American plate. The ocean is vast, and even today with all our modern technological advances, barely 5% of its floor has been described in detail. We've left the weighted hemp ropes behind and now map the ocean floor using exotic technologies like side-scan sonar, remote submersibles, and autonomous underwater vehicles. A major improvement, to be sure. But as scientists have pointed out, it would take a ship equipped with the latest sonar capabilities about 200 years to map the entire ocean floor in high resolution. Sounds like we have our work cut out for us. To learn more about the Global Mid-Ocean Ridge and submersible seafloor robotics, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.